Moving on to our next story in Iraq, Shia groups also known as the Popular Mobilization Units have converged on the city of Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province. This after parts of the city fell into the ISIL hands after 3 days of fierce battles. Thousands of Shia fighters have arrived en masse after Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called on them to join the fight for the capital of Iraq's largest province. The ISIL militants who made their way into Ramadi with a wave of car bombs and deadly attacks now claim that they're in full control of the city. Anbar officials say tens of thousands have already left their homes and at least 500 people have been killed. Many of the victims were reportedly police and government supporters who were shot dead along with their wives and children. Some reports even suggest that the Iraqi government troops have abandoned their weapons and fled the city. Meanwhile, the U.S. Defense Department has rejected reports on the fall of Ramadi, saying it's too early to confirm the news. Joining us now is Director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, Mr. Sabah Jawad from London. Mr. Jawad, welcome to the program. There are a few issues I'd like you to address, first being the fact that a growing number of different groups, the Shias, the Sunnis, and volunteers from local tribes have been assisting and aiding and joining the Iraqi military in its fight against the ISIL. Give us your thoughts on the issue.
Well, I mean, the main force here we're talking about is Popular Mobilization Force, actually, which has a track record of success against ISIS. We've seen them operating military in Diyala and Jurf al-Sakhar and Amerli and in Ala al-Din province, and they scored a huge military victory against the Takfiri terrorist. However, because of the political setup in Iraq and the prime minister's is looking for a consensus on these forces operating against ISIS, as well as the American pressure, prevented these forces, which is very effective forces, continue the achievement they had earlier in Ramadi and in Anbar province as well. That's why we have this huge setback in Ramadi today, because the lack of actions by the prime minister, by the local government in Anbar, which actually demanded before the last few days that the popular mobilization force should not enter Ramadi or Anbar province as well. And these area are targeted by the American administration for training of forces and to create a third military force in Iraq. As you know, that the Congress passed a resolution, and the intention of the American actually is a de facto partition of Iraq, i.e. they wanted to create three entities in Iraq, one Sunni, one Shia, one Kurdish, and also to deal directly with the north of Iraq, the Peshmerga forces, where they could receive weaponry and aids from the United States and from Europe without going through the proper channel, Iraqi central channel. And also they will create similar environment in the so-called Sunni area as well. So this is a de facto partition of Iraq, because the American want to stay there for a long period of time in the future. They had to leave in 2011 because the Iraqis refused to give them immunity and to give them military bases, and they had to leave, and now they came back on the pretext of the fight against terrorism, which they created themselves in the first place.
Thank you very much, Director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, Sabah Jawad, joining us from London.